Hey everyone, what's going on? Welcome to a brand new review on the Sam Bissell podcast on the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions. And right now I'm going to be doing a review for the brand new DC film Blue Beetle, which stars Sholo Maruenda, Adriana Barraza, Bruno Markensen, George Lopez, Susan Sarandon, and was directed by Angel Manuel Soto.
Excuse me, Mr. Reyes? You finished scraping the gum off that lounger or what?
Everything right now feels so out of reach.
You always land on your feet, bro. You're Jaime.
They don't get out much.
I just want to rap.
Jenny?
Guard that with your life, but do not open it.
You went in to get us jobs, and all you brought back was a hamburger?
Okay, I don't think it's a burger.
You haven't looked?
What the hell is that?
How did you get it to do that?
Now, Blue Beetle is the third DC film to come out this year following the releases of both Shazam Fury of the Gods back in March, The Flash in June, and Blue Beetle tells the origin story of Jaime Reyes and his transformation into the Blue Beetle. And this is a film that actually has a very interesting story. Back when HBO was a part of Warner Brothers Discovery before they were with Warner Brothers Discovery, they were basically Warner Media back with AT&T, and they were kind of into the whole transitioning over to making films on streaming. And one of those films that were from the DC universe, along with the infamous Black Batgirl, was Blue Beetle. But since the transition to David Zaslav, Warner Brothers Discovery, and the mindset of going back into full theatrical, they basically decided to transform Blue Beetle from streaming back into a major motion picture release to the big screen, which, as a movie-going audience member for myself, that was a great thing to hear. I really did enjoy the trailers. This looked like a fun, enjoyable film that I was really excited about. I'm a huge fan of Sholo, who, of course, plays one of the leading men in Cobra Kai alongside Ralph Macchio and Billy Zabka. So I was really excited to see him finally get the chance to be the main lead in a big film like this in a very famous genre right now in the comic book space. So I was really looking forward to this film, really like the trailers. So overall, coming out of the film, I thought it was a very fun and enjoyable film. Overall, was it one of the greatest comic book films I've ever seen? Was it my favorite comic book film of this year? No, but I think it is a very serviceable, fun, enjoyable film that I think you can actually take your full family to see, because this very much is a family film telling the story of not just Jaime Reyes, but the Reyes family overall. And I think that's actually the strongest point of this film. I think it has really good action, really good humor, and a lot of the humor drives into the family dynamic of the Reyes family. I think the chemistry between every single one of the family members, from Jaime to his sister, to the mother, the father, the nana, it all works together, and each one really highlights one another in different ways, and each one gets really their own chance to shine as well. I think when you look at Jaime's sister, who is played really, really, really well by Belissa Escobardo, who plays Jaime's younger sister, and then also his nana, who's played by Adriana Barraza, who was hysterical, especially later in the film. She gets some really amazing moments that are just absolutely hysterical, and some of them are in the trailer. I'm not going to spoil what they are, but she really gets a chance to shine in this film. So all of them really get a chance to really do their own thing and have a lot of fun, but really it's about the story of Jaime and trying him to take care of his family. And I think what the script is able to do really well is tell the story of a Latino family, really. And I think one of the great things about this film and the overall trajectory of the comic book genre right now is to try to diversify itself. And the one thing about Blue Beetle is that it's the first time that a leading Latin man is able to take the center stage as his own hero, really, kind of like what Black Panther did for the people in the community that are kind of African American. And then, of course, you have strong female powerful figures like Captain Marvel or Wonder Woman, but the Latino community never has really had that. And what Sholo is able to do is bring that forward and bring that kind of thinking and culture to the forefront in a film like this. And that is very much where the strength of this film lies. It's introducing all those new different cultures within this family and the chemistry between all all these people. They have some great comedic moments in there as well. And then going forth into the action a little bit, I thought that when you get these superhero films sometimes, these comic book movies, the one thing that could sometimes work, sometimes not, could be a little bit mixed or just downright bad, is the CGI. And I think some of the more recent DC films, the CGI has kind of been a little wonky or a little bit overused. But I think there was actually a really good blend of CGI in this movie. It didn't feel like it was out of place in any way, shape, or form whatsoever. And one of the things that I actually really enjoyed about the film was the mixture of CGI and the usage of practical effects, and specifically really utilizing a practical suit for Blue Beetle and for Jaime, because if you see set photos of when they were making this film, very much the suit is pretty much practical. And of course, when he's flying in the air doing some of these more action level sequences, there's utilization of CGI, of course, but you can tell that the suit feels authentic, feels worn in, and you think, and whether he's in the suit the entire time or not, when he has the mask on, that Cholo is the one that is in there, and it feels like it's not just something that is a mocap suit or anything like that. It feels very much practical. So I really appreciated that Angel and the creators, whether it's the costume designers, the effects people, really went for a more practical situation when it came to the suit of this. And I think the action sequences really, really work. It doesn't feel like there's an overabundance of action, but it doesn't feel like there's little action, which sometimes in an origin story film, I feel like it's very less heavy on the action sometimes, because you're building up the mythology, you're building up the hero and taking him on the hero's journey. But this one really had a really good balance of action sequences that really did work for me, and nothing really felt out of place or felt too CGI heavy or too heavy on the practicals. It all really blended itself really, really well. The cast in this one, kind of going back to my thoughts on the family, everyone gets, a chance to shine, but really some of the bright spots in this film happen to be some of the people within the Reyes family. Of course, Cholo, who leads everything as Jaime Reyes, does an absolutely incredible job. And then again, talking about how I loved him on Cobra Kai, it's great to again finally see him taking on this mantle. And I think he does a great job as a leading man. I'm hoping that this leads to more adventures for him as Blue Beetle, but also opens the door for him in new opportunities, taking on different projects, in him leading the ensemble or the cast moving forward, because he definitely has the charisma, the acting chops, the comedy. He has, it's all working inside of him, and he's able to deliver, I think, a really good performance, and you're really following Jaime's journey in this movie. And I think as an audience member, I was really attached to his journey, what he was going through in this movie. So Cholo did an amazing job. And then to kind of help balance that out a lot was George Lopez, who, if you know George Lopez, he's George Lopez, and he kills it in this film. He brings his comedic talents to this movie. Some of the best comedic moments and highlights are from his character, and I really did enjoy where he brought to the table. I think also the screenplay gives him some moments to really dive deep into his character and gives him some good emotional beats, especially with Jaime throughout this movie, and both of them kind of relating to one another. George Lopez's character really kind of giving him, Jaime specifically, those kind of pinpoint moments that you need in going through the origin story of a hero. So I really like their camaraderie together, but George Lopez brought the humor in this one, and I really do think that seeing these characters moving forward would be really exciting. And while those things did work for me, there were some instances of things that were a little shaky on some of the grounds, and doesn't make this an overall perfect, amazing film. Some of the things that I thought could have worked a little bit better was the screenplay, and even though I did enjoy the characters and some of their emotional journeys, it did feel like a very kind of cookie cutter origin story. You kind of know where everything's kind of moving. You know the basic plot points that they're going to hit. So nothing felt new or different in terms of the structure of an origin story within a comic book movie. I would have liked to seen a little bit more specifically within some of the secondary characters. Specifically, I think the villains were very much in this film, if I'm putting it nicely. as much as I love Susan Sarandon, she very much kind of plays the overall villain corporate leader in a comic book film that you would suspect to be in one of these films. So she didn't, it was cool to see her play a villain, but she didn't really bring anything new to the table. But again, it's something where I just thought overall it was meh. I thought that towards the end of the film, they introduced one of the secondary villains, kind of this backstory that I think actually would have worked if they kind of introduced it a little bit earlier in the film and kind of allowed for you as the audience to be more emotionally attached when it gets to the kind of third act climactic battle. And then instead of being introduced towards the end of it, you're kind of within that journey as this battle is going on. That happens towards the tail end of the film. It just kind of feel like you're being added on to an emotional beat that you should have felt a little bit earlier within the film, giving a backstory to a villain like that, who's kind of the answer to what Jaime is as Blue Beetle. So I just thought those could have been a little bit better, and the villains could have been propped up a little bit better and given better layers to them than they are in this film. Because one of the things about comic book villains nowadays is that when they're done right, they're done really, really well. And when you see some of the great comic book villains of all time, Thanos, Killmonger, even villains in DC, like, of course, Joker, even someone like Riddler in the Batman, they're given layers to them that offer them not just as 2D or 1D characters, but three-dimensional, that really encompasses them and makes you either feel for them or fear them. I didn't feel that with these villains whatsoever. And also, even though I enjoyed the origin story of the Scarab and its connection to Jaime and how they're able to kind of come together by the end of this film, I do wish we got more background on the Scarab and what some of its powers could be, what it's able to utilize, its history a little bit more. I just wish there was a little bit more to kind of beef up that background a little bit. It does come in a little over 2 hours, so it's not a film that is stripped of anything really, but I felt like some of its time could have been used in different ways to highlight other areas that could have really worked as well. But even though I have some negatives on the film, I do think the positives do outweigh a lot of the minuses that I have for this movie. And overall, I do think it is a fine, enjoyable film in DC's canon right now. And whether this is the first chapter in the new era of DC with James Gunn and Peter Safran, or a mixture, or in the gray area, no matter what, I do hope that we see more of these characters moving forward, because I think the highlight of this film is Jaime and his family and the supporting characters that are around him. So I want to see more of their journey moving forward, whether they take storylines from this film and move them forward, or whether they kind of drop them into new scenarios, but it's the same actors playing the characters. I'm fine with that, but I just want to see more of this, because I do think those are the highlights that deserve to be seen more and more. And I think, again, when it comes to an origin film, as long as you're able to set the groundwork for what's to come, I think you do deserve a sequel and more iterations moving forward down the line. And I think Blue Beetle does deserve that. So overall, I had a really good time with this film. Enjoy the characters, some really good moments, enjoy the family dynamics, the culture. Everything about that was what really stood out to me with this film. So overall, I'm going to be giving Blue Beetle a 6.7 out of 10 stars for the film. What did you guys think of Blue Beetle if you saw it? Let me know what your thoughts were down below and leave your thoughts. But with that down, that will do it for this review of Blue Beetle on the Sam Bissell podcast. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning in. Be sure to check out my channel for more content. You can check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Radio Public, SoundCloud, and much more. Also, make sure to tune in onto the Ambiguous Podcast Solutions, and be sure to check out the other amazing shows that are on here, such as You Mad Bro, the number one source of what the internet is pissed off about on a weekly basis. Also, make sure to check out Goal Driven Professionals, geared toward improving client relations, return on investment, and customer acquisition costs for independent businesses and services. Also, make sure to check out The Daily Grind, a weekly motivational podcast with Kelly Johnson, giving you everyday tips and key takeaways ways on reaching your goals. Also along the way, make sure to check out these other amazing shows on the Podcast Solutions, such as Wrestle Attic Radio, WrestleMania Podcast, and Midnight Showing. You can check these out and so much more on the website, ambiguouspodcastsolutions.com, also on Facebook and Twitter at RealAmbiguous. And if you want to check out Canterbury Treehouse, use the coupon code AMBIGUOUS. Also, when you get a chance, make sure to follow me on social media. You can find me on Twitter at Bissell Samuel, that's BUSSELLSAMUEL, and also on Facebook at SamusL. Once again, everyone, thank you so much for tuning into this review, and until next time, keep on screening.
The universe has sent you a gift, and you have to figure out what you're going to do with it. That's my heart. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Whatever you can imagine, I can create.
Let's party.
Aha, yeah!
Nice choice.
I just want to...
It's like Batman stuff.
Batman's a fascist.
I just wanna rap.